Dream big and explore our world.
Storytime, anytime. Hey!
A music and adventure swirl.
Storytime, anytime. Hey!
A hike in the forest and swim in the sea. My meet silly creatures and learn new things. So sing great songs, travel on a train. But build a skyscraper and pilot a plane. Whatever you imagine, whatever you explore.
Hi, and welcome back to another exciting episode of Storytime Anytime. Today, we are going to talk about Thanksgiving, a special harvest feast that was first celebrated in 1621 when the English colonists, known as pilgrims, shared a meal with the Wampanoag people. Today, Thanksgiving is a national holiday in the United States and Canada, thanks to President Lincoln. On October 3, 1863, President Lincoln issued a proclamation making the last Thursday in November a day of Thanksgiving. What do you eat on Thanksgiving Day? Did you say turkey? Maybe turkey and mashed potatoes and pumpkin pie? There are so many delicious foods to eat on Thanksgiving Day. Wow, I'm hungry just listening to that song. And speaking about turkeys, let's learn some amazing facts about turkeys because they really are amazing birds. Did you know that only male turkeys gobble? That's why male turkeys are called gobblers. And their gobble can be heard from over a mile away. That's incredible. Female turkeys are called hens. Young male turkeys are called jakes. And young female turkeys are called jennies. And finally, baby turkeys are called poults. Wild turkeys sleep in trees to keep themselves safe from predators. They can fly up to 55 miles per hour for short distances. Turkeys like to live in a group called a flock or a rafter, because they are very social animals. They also are intelligent and sensitive and will form special bonds with each other. Turkeys have better vision than humans, and if they move their head slightly, can see all the way around themselves. Want to hear a few turkey jokes?
Yeah!
What side of the turkey has the most feathers? The outside. What do turkeys give thanks for on Thanksgiving? Vegetarians. Why did the turkey want to join the Thanksgiving Day Band? Because it had its own pair of drumsticks. What dessert does a turkey like to eat on Thanksgiving? Peach gobbler. Those were great. When my kids were little, they would get fidgety sitting at the dinner table. How about you? Do you ever feel like just wiggling? There you go! Nice wiggling! I bet you feel so much better. There's one more very silly song that I think is perfect to sing right about now. Why don't you put your own name in this song and sing it as you sit at the Thanksgiving dinner table? If you have 20 people over for dinner, this could end up being a very long song. But that's okay. It's called Family Bonding Time. Today we learned a lot about turkeys, talked about the Thanksgiving holiday, and told a few turkey jokes. Before we're through, I want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving and let you know that I'm thankful for each and every one of you. This has been brought to you by Twin Sisters Digital Media and Evergreen Podcasts. Be sure to hit subscribe. If your children enjoyed these songs and stories, go to twinsisters.com to find even more ways for them to sing and learn. Be sure to subscribe to our newsletter for our free download of the day giveaways and promotions on exciting new digital learning content like these and much more. And visit our friends at evergreenpodcasts.com. Thank you for joining us at Storytime Anytime.
Are you tired of seeing your teen or young adult struggle on a path that clearly isn't the right fit? Is your teenager confused about which direction to take after high school? The future of work is changing rapidly, and our kids need to know all of the options available after high school so they're empowered to make the choice that is best for them. In each episode, we explore the latest trends that are shaping the opportunities of today and tomorrow. I'm your host, Betsy Jewell, and this is the High School Hamster Wheel Podcast.